You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. I want to say good morning. It's always a nice way to start off the week. Oh, good morning. It's another Monday. We're back at work. We're getting ready to get through the week, but we have to start it after that debacle of a weekend, just an absolute, honestly, an embarrassment of a weekend from our Philadelphia Phillies, getting swept by the lowly Pittsburgh Pirates, a Pirates team that even after the weekend is 14 games under 500 after the sweep. So a full weekend of wins for the Pirates are still 14 games under. This Phillies team, though they are 9 games over 500, feels like they're 9 games under. Just a disastrous weekend for this team on so many levels. Obviously, the on-the-field product was a total travesty of what we saw. We'll go through it all, you know. And then the Bryce Harper injury, which probably the biggest news of the weekend, potentially the most consequential news of the weekend, as we learned that Harper had been playing through a wrist injury for some time and has been fighting through it and, you know, is now on the 10-day IL. We'll get to some of the audio from Bryce. He certainly doesn't sound incredibly optimistic about the wrist, about the potential to get back quickly, about something that has bothered him for a long, long time, it appears. So 215-592-9494, a lot to get into as we, you know, break this thing down, as we, you know, react to a disappointing Phillies weekend. Rhea Hughes with me today as well. Rhea, I can imagine you're probably not coming in too psyched today.
No, as you know, as I was texting you yesterday and said, felt like homework. It absolutely felt like homework. Here's the saying, you know the saying, James, when people tell you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
That is who this Phillies team is. They're streaky. They're all going to be super hot at the same time, super cold at the same time. And that, unfortunately, it's happened in the playoffs. But this is what is happening now. And this is everybody. And I don't want to hear Bryce Harper's out. There are highly paid veterans on this team. Okay? You've got Schwarber. I mean, I know Schwarber's been great most of the year. But, you know, he's not hitting. Trey's been okay. All right? I'm not, you know, not going to go nuts. You know, Castellanos, none of them are hitting. None. I don't care what you do with the lineup. And I'm not the biggest Rob Thomson fan. I don't think this is on him. I think this is roster construction.
Yeah, it's a very flawed baseball team right now. And look, we see it when Harper's out. They're an absolute disaster of a lineup.
Seven
straight losses without Harper. They don't score runs when he's not in. Look, even when he's in, I mean, you go around the diamond outside of Harper, Trey, as you mentioned, and Schwarber. You know, Castellanos is maybe average. Everyone else is below average to worse. Like, we have a bunch of zeros around the lineup. The catcher is a zero. The second baseman, disappointingly, has been a zero. The third baseman doesn't hit for any power. He's 6'5", and the ball, the guy can't hit the ball past the, you know, the left fielder.
You didn't enjoy that double play? Oh, game ending double? What has he got, like 100?
Most predictable double play in the history. I was like, oh, 2-on-1 out? Oh, no. Bums up, game over. It was so
predictable. Take a pitch. Let Trey steal and get to third.
Absolutely. Max Kepler has been a zero. The center field position has been a zero. John Ritchie, good morning.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, sorry. What the heck?
Lost track of time there for
a minute. I did. I lost track of time.
I wanted to cover for you.
I'm looking at the facts.
I was like, I usually go to John here. I'll go to Rhea.
Well, I was so shocked. I'm doing myself in here. You're like, Rhea. I look over and I go, where the hell's John?
I'm like, I'm by myself in here.
Why did someone give me a heads up? I'm right in the meeting room.
I was telling people to go grab you. So
what happened? Yeah, so I'm over in the meeting room because my fact was boring. My fact was boring. And then I got lost learning about this Chicago Exposition World's Fair in 1893, which I had to know if Chicago won this big competition. The point was, my fact is, Chicago is not the Windy City because it's windy. It's not the Windy City because it's weather-related in any way. I had no idea. We're about to play the Cubs, by the way. So we... back in 1893, the politicians were fighting against New York City and Washington, D.C. and other cities, other major cities in the U.S. to win the competition to host the Columbian Exposition in 1893 for the World's Fair because it would reinvigorate the city and, you know,
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Use it with a lot of, you know, economic boosts. The Chicago politicians were considered windbags by the other newspapers everywhere else around.
Dude, that's a really great. See, it was worth the extra couple minutes you came through the great fact.
I don't know if it was worth it. But anyway, it's not a great Monday to talk
baseball. No, so you were here, but that's that. I started by saying I want to say good morning, and I can't. Getting swept by the Pirates. They've lost 9 of 10 games, John Ritchie. The Harper injury, which, you know, we'll dive into how serious we think that is. We'll hear from Bryce Harper, who talked about the injury Saturday after, you know, being put on the IL. But, you know, where are you at after, you know, probably, again, I know that it's not the worst record they've had this year, but right now with the injury, with the way they played this weekend with the 9-10, it feels like the low point of the season somehow. Where are you at with this team?
The floor dropped out really fast, it feels like. I do feel like this has to be the nadir. Is that the word for it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The opposite of
bottom.
The zenith,
yep.
The nadir, the nadir. It can't get worse. Right now, our best player is managing an issue, a medical issue that was there last year, which is a whole other problem in itself. But I'm assuming he knows how to manage that thing. properly because he does have experience with it. Doesn't make it easier to manage, doesn't make this a good situation. But I do feel like, okay, this 10 days or whatever the stint is going to be on the IL, let's hope he can hit the ground running. Let's hope that Zach Wheeler coming back from paternity leave can give us the boost we need to just get back on the right track here. It's bleak. I mean, the play has been poor. And when it's just when it's the bats that are the issue, it's not the starting pitching. It's not the bullpen in
most
cases.
Other than the Lizardo thing, yeah.
It's been ugly to watch, too. Like, disheartening to watch because there's no spark. There's no action. You know,
totally.
Like
they look lifeless.
When your points are scored on runs that aren't earned, as you know, Brandon Marsh barrels home as the errant throw at second, you know, goes into center field. That's not exactly how I expected to be scoring. That was our whole offense yesterday. That was our production, a mistake. So I hope that you – I know Zach Wheeler is the pitcher we need to get things back on track, and it just so happens he's going to be rip-roaring, ready to go, plenty rested. And,
pitchers the last two days have been fine.
Yeah.
They just can't hit.
And even the bullpen game on Friday, you know, we're expecting they got to put up a 10 spot to it, and they lose 5-4. And
they actually scored four runs.
Yeah, which was a miracle. And they've scored two runs over the last 23 innings. You know, they put up one run in game two in the first inning of that game, score 1-1 the rest of the series. You know, they got outplayed by a bad Pirates team.
Bad Pirates team who's got Paul Skeens. And it feels like we always see Paul Skeens a lot.
And even then, they're in the game. They have a chance to beat Paul Skeens. Like, the pitching kept them in it. Ranger was really good.
Sanchez was really good.
Like, the starting pitching this weekend was good. That's not the reason they lost. The bats have gone completely silent. And obviously, that's concerning in the sense that was our biggest concern coming into the season. The last few playoffs, we know that when the bats go cold, it can end the season.
Well, this is a good time for this to be happening, all things considered, if they can bounce back.
The question is this offense good enough? Like, what this weekend felt to me wasn't just it wasn't a good team having a bad weekend. This felt to me like we're seeing the flaws in this team right in front of our face. Again, go around the diamond. Outside of Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, and Bryce Harper when he's healthy, and Castellanos, I guess, to hit some singles, you know, who do you count on? Who do you believe in this line? I mean, Bryson Stott has been awful. Awful. He can't lead off anymore. They have to move him out of the leadoff spot. I mean, since May 1st, he's batting under 200. Max Kepler has been a hole in left field. I mean, he is a disastrous offensive player for this team. JT looks cooked, looks done offensively. Boehm is a singles hitter, a 6'5 monster of a singles hitter. The center field position is what we thought it was.
Does it feel like Alec Boehm is spite swinging still? Like, does it feel like he's still doing that not seeing pitches the way he
look
he
at yesterday,
can, the way he's capable? Yes,
first and second, first one out, first pitch, ground ball, double play. Like,
there you go. That's
first
what I'm saying.
Pitch.
Doesn't that feel like that needed to be addressed? That was a problem that we knew was a problem 3 months ago. Well, actually, no, last season, if you'll recall. So what was done? Because I'm seeing the same ill effects in Alec Boehm's play that got him in trouble, got him benched.
This is why we wanted to trade him in the offseason. Remember, we were battling with Joe.
Yeah. I was very concerned for Alec Boehm's contagiousness. Like, if it would be spreading. I don't know if that's part of this. I don't know if there's discontent that's boiling, simmering under the surface. I know losing does, you know, 9 out of 10 does breed some level
usually,
of discontent.
Yeah.
people aren't feeling
psyched.
Great. People are trying to do too much when you got a situation like this. And the only thing that pulls you out of it is just, you know, winning.
215-592-9494. Where are you at with the Phils? Where's the you know, the panic meter. Honestly, this feels like a morning where, you know, if you call me and tell me you're panicking about the team, I'm not going to fight you. I think this is a morning to really step back and say, what do we have with this Phillies team? Are they good enough? There was a report over the weekend, which we'll get into, that the Phillies are going to be aggressive at the trade deadline. I saw that report, and my first thought was, should they?
Yeah.
Should they? Are we sure that we want to be aggressive at the trade deadline? This team might not be good enough. Where are you at with this team? The offense, the Lizardo thing, the bullpen issues, the Bryce Harper injury, which, again, we'll play some audio from Bryce Harper, from Rob Thompson, give you a feel of what that injury is, how long he could be out, what that can mean for the team. There's so much to dive into this morning on the Phils. Get on the line now, 215-592-9494. Plus, coming up, we're going to tell you how your last chance today, last chance to win tickets to come to a Phillies game on Wednesday. Lizardo's next start,
by the way. I wasn't going to point that out so while you were promoting the tickets.
Interesting game to go to. We'll tell you how you can win those tickets coming up next as well. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
I love my dog, Chaney. It's my job to make sure he is happy and healthy in the place where that can happen. They can make it happen for you and help you with anything for your pets is Dogs and Cats Rule. The lead dog, George Perrante, will tell you the place to not only get help for your pets, but many solutions for your pet's needs is at the Dogs and Cats Rule stores. So if your pet, maybe your pet's got dietary restrictions, maybe allergies, that's what my dog suffers from, the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule are the best trained in the business to help you with all of that. It's that time of year to start thinking about natural flea and tick prevention. Also, probably going to be outside more with your pets. So freshen up your outdoor toys, maybe get a new ball launcher, something to tug on. They've got an amazing selection of food at Dogs and Cats Rule. Large selection of raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, dehydrated, and premium kibble and canned. Visit Dogs and Cats Rule. They've got 7 neighborhood locations: Princeton and Pennington in New Jersey, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope in Pennsylvania. For more information, online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. That's Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.